Good morning. Today's daf is daf tzadi. So we got three lines down. The Gemara has been discussing various items, the shir, the various items that one would violate the Isra Otsa and Shabbos and Chai V'chatas. So three lines down, the Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah, Klipe Egozim, Klipe Rimonim, Satis Upua, all these different items, the peels of walnuts and the peels of pomegranates and other types of items that produce a color and a dye. The Mishnah said, "Kedei litzbo beged katan." If one carries an amount that's able to produce dye that will color a small cloth, one would be chayv. So the Gemara challenges this shear of kedei litzbo beged katan urminu. The Braisa tells us, "Hamotzi samanim shruyim." If you have some dyes that have been soaking in water, in kedei litzbo and dugma lira, one has to carry an amount that's enough to color a little sample board. You have a little board of the paint of different colors to choose from. So that size is actually smaller than the Mishnah of kedei litzbo beged katan. So do you need a shear that's able to color a beged katan, or a shear that's able to color a dugma liira, a little color sheet of samples? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Bar Avua, lefi she'ein adam tareach lishos samimanim litzbo ben dugma liira." He's talking about our mission is describing a case where a person doesn't want to be matriach himself to soak the simanim. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi says, four lines down from the top, lishros umasnis, our mission is b'she'ein anshuin, where the dyes are not soaked. So if you're talking about certain dyes, a person's not going to carry a small amount for a beged katan. A person doesn't want to have to soak them. Soaking them takes some time. So instead of having to soak them, which gives them, I guess, a stronger color, he'd rather take a larger amount of non-soaked colors in order to color the cloth, as opposed to a smaller amount and having to soak them. So our mishnah is where they've not been soaked and therefore a larger shear, but the braisa is a case where they were soaked already and therefore even a smaller shear would be enough to violate the Isser Hotzah. The Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah, Meir Glaim, Tana Meir Glaim Ad Ben Arbam Yon, that's 40 days old, where it has, it's talking about Meir Glaim is used for a cleaning agent, so after 40 days, it has the ability to clean, so it has to be Ben Arbam Yom, says the Braisa. Neser is some type of another cleaning agent, Tana Neser, Alexandrios Velo Neser, and Pantheon, different places, has to be Neser that originates from Alexandria, that apparently has the ability to clean, but not that from Anpantheon. And Boris is another type of cleaning agent. Amar Yehuda Zechol, it's sand. The Hatanya, but that's the Braisa to tell us that Boris is not sand. It says HaBoris V'Hachol. It lists Boris and Chol separately, so clearly Boris is not sand. So Ella, my Boris Cabrisa, it's sulfur. So that's a Boris is sulfur. So Meisive, the Gemara challenges this assumption. Hosifu alein hachalbitzin is referring to the context. The Braisa is referring to different dinim of shmita. So the Gemara is adding on different items that are either subject or not subject to shmita. So the Braisa says hosifu alein hachalbitzin valdiinin vaboris vaahal. So we see from here that on the list of items is the Boris. With the other things, I'm not sure what other types of materials, but Boris sulfur is on the list here. Now, v'sakadaita kabrisa, if you think Boris is actually brisa, it's sulfur, kabrisa mi'isa b'shvius. Would sulfur be subject to the lachas of Shemitah? V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa say that hazeh klal? The rule is, when it comes to hilchos Shemitah, kol sheyeshlo ikr, yeshlo shvius. Whatever has ikr, whatever has a root to it, is subject to Shemitah. Vish ein lo ikr, ein lo shvius. That which does not have a root is not subject to Shemitah. Sulfur, it doesn't grow from the ground. It's mined from the ground, I believe. That's how it works. But it doesn't grow from the ground. So sulfur isn't subject to Shemitah. And if Boris is one of the examples that does have the lacha of Shemitah, so it certainly cannot be sulfur. So what is Boris? Ella, my Boris. Boris must be ohola. Ohola, something else. Aloe of some sort. The Gemara says, "B'hatanya, b'boris v'ha'ala." But doesn't the Braisa clearly list separately Boris and Ahala? So Boris cannot be Ahala. So the Gemara says, "Trei gabne Ahala." The two types of Ahalas, two types of aloes that are out there, and therefore that's what it is. So the Gemara then says, "Kimolia." If you had a fourth type of cleaning agent, Amar Rav Yehuda Shlof Dutz, not quite sure what that is. Some type of, again, another type of detergent. Rashi says here, He says, Lo nisparsh aval kach shmo. He's not really sure what it is, Rashi says, but that's what it's called. And yet a fifth type of cleaning agent is ashlaga, which is Amar Shmuel Shiltini L'chol Nachos Yamag. I asked all the various sailors who are familiar with whatever's out there in the ocean, but Amar Li, they said to me, Shonana Shmei, it's called Shonana, U'mishtakach B'nukva de Marganisa. You find it amongst the certain holes of the pearls below the ocean, U'vmapkile Bramsa Paparzan, able to remove it with some type of iron instrument of some sort, and that's where you find this cleaning agent. Okay, that ends the Gemara. Now we begin the next Mishnah, again, this, along the similar lines of what we've been discussing up until now. Pilpelas, kolshu, a small amount of pepper. If one carries it, one would be chayv. V'itrin, kolshu, a small amount of itrin. We discussed this in Babem Alikim. Mine besamim, mine bataklas, kolshen, and a certain amount of any shear of different spices and different pieces of metal. Me'avne mizbech, or me'afra mizbech, some piece of stone from the mizbech, or some dirt from the mizbech. Mekek, svarmu mekek, batpechoseim, which is referring to some of the paper after it decays. It's some of this dust from the paper, kolshu, a small amount of that would be chayv as well. And shematznitzin also legonzon for those. But people, you have to do gniza when it comes to mekik svarim and mekik mitpochasim. You have to do gniza. So therefore, a small amount, since people do gniza, one who carries it would be chayv achatas because it has significance. Rabbi Huda Omer, afamotzi mishamshev odazara kolshu. A person finds even a small amount and carries a small amount of things used. Accessories for Avodah Zarah would be chayim as well. Shenamar, as it says, Lo yidbak b'yadcham u'ma, m'necherim, a person cannot be involved at any amount of Avodah Zarah. So we see from here, if Rashi says, m'uma at all, don't have any involvement in m'uma. Rashi says, Alma, ach shvei krel yisura. The Torah says that even a small amount of Avodah Zarah, or misham shvei Avodah Zarah, is aser, so therefore the Torah itself gave significance to it. And therefore, one who carries it, that which has significance, even a small amount of Misham Shev Avodah Zarah, would be in violation of the Isser Hotzah. Okay, so now, in terms of these small amount of shears, Rashi explains that a small amount of Besamim, it smells, it's able to emit a nice aroma. A small amount of metal could be used, has significance as well. All these things, since they have significance, even as a kolshu, therefore, one's Chayav Chatas for carrying them on Shabbos. There's a fascinating discussion in the Taz in Yerodea Simon Kufches. This is today's all daf in practice. And the Shulchan Aruch there discusses how a person has some besamim, has pepper that's in a bottle that was used for nesach yain, yain nesach rather. So yain nesach is aser. But if you smell from such a bottle, the bottle doesn't smell. And you could smell, you're allowed to smell from the pepper that's there. It's not a violation of yain nesach. But the Shulchan Aruch says, don't use this for Havdalah. It's not appropriate to use for Havdalah. But the Tala says, but you see from there, but had it been a regular bottle, not a Yai Nesach bottle, one would be able to use pepper for Besamim. But he quotes from those who say that pepper may not be used for Besamim on Motzei Shabbos, because this mission here in Daf Tzadi says, Pilpelas Kolshu, and then it says later on, Mine Besamim. So clearly Pilpelas is not referring to Besamim. Pepper is something different than Besamim, and it's not included on the Besamim, and one may not use it. But the Taz says, the person who wrote this, he doesn't quote who, said the Rashi. Taz says, look at the Rashi here. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Pilpelas kolshu is ve'eno pilpul shalanu. Pilpelas of the Mishnah is not talking about our pepper. It's something different than our pepper. And there's no raya. Our pepper would be included on the besamim and would be able to be used for besamim. So there's a shach there and there's a magen avraham. But it's basically based on this Mishnah that whether or not you could use pepper for besamim. So the Gemara now says, Vayter, Pilpelas kolshu, a small amount of pepper, we'll just take it at face value as some form of pepper. There are many types of peppers, so a small amount of pepper can, a kolshu has significance. The Maichazer, what good is pepper for? L'reach hapep, a person who has bad breath, Pilpelas placing in the mouth helps ward off that bad breath. Itrin kolshu, what's the significance of a small amount of itrin? Itrin is tar. L'may chazio, l'tzilchasa, it's good for some type of headache. Rashi says, koiv, chatzei rosh, a person has got somewhat of a headache, so apparently tar is good for that. I don't know how it's good for it. I don't know if it's meant to be, you smell it or you put it on top of your head, but there's some medicinal benefit. Mine besamim kolshu, small amounts of besamim are also subject to the iser. So Tanur Abundant, the Brayza says, hamotzi, Reach ra kolshu, a person has got bad smell. Shemen tov kolshu, a small amount of a good smelling oil is beneficial. Argaman kolshu, a person has a small amount of purple dye. Ubesulas vered echas, a small young small rose will one rose will be significant. So these are different examples. Even a small amount is good. So a small or at least has significance, not good, because reach ra is bad. But even a reach ra kolshu has a bad impact, while Shemen Tov Koshu has good impact, and a small purple dye is significant, as is a small rose too. So, meaning Matachos Koshu, the Mishnah had said, small piece of metal as well have significance, and carrying it on Shabbos would be violation of Hotzah, if there's no Erev, of course. Lemai Chaz, what's the relevance of a small piece of metal? So Tani, the Braisa says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Shekein Roy, Lasos Mimeno Darban Katan. You can make a small little, small ox goad, which I believe is something you put on the ox to help guide it through the field. And Tani Rabban, the Braisa says, HaOmer Hare Alai Barzel. A person says that he's a Mekavon himself to bring Barzel to the base of Mikdash. Achaim Omrim, the Achaim say, Nachem is always referring to Rabbi Meir, and the Rabbi Meir says, "Lo yifchos mi'ama al-ama, it should not be less than ama. If you dedicate without specifying the dimensions that you want to dedicate barzel, and then you say, I want to give barzel, you must give at least an ama al-ama. So my chazir, what's the significance of an ama by ama barzel for the base of Mikdash? Am Rav Yosef, lekalya oriv, the kaya oriv, it chases away the ravens. You put it on top of the rooftop, and to prevent them from landing on the base of Mikdash, that was the significance. So v'ikadami, others say, achem omrim, that the achem, Rabbi Meir, would say, lo yifchos mikaya oriv, it shouldn't be less than that amount of the crow chaser, as they call it. V'kame, how much? Am Rav Yosef, ama ama. So there's no difference, I don't think there's an afkamino, just different how it was presented. So nichoshes leivchos, a person wants to dedicate to bring some copper to the base of Mikdash, doesn't specify a dimension. Leivchos mi mea kesef, it should not be less than the amount of mea kesef. And Tani the Brayso says further that Rabbi Eliezer Omer leivchos mi tzinora ketana shel nichoshes, it shouldn't be less than a copper fork which was used in the base of Mikdash. So naichazi, what's the relevance of a small copper fork? Amar bai shemechatetin ba esapsilos umekanchen haneiros. They'd use it to trim the wicks of the menorah, and they'd clean it out. There would be a utensil to clean to stick into the menorah to clean it out properly. So mekak svarim, mekak mitachas, this would be the decay, the dust of the various papers and svarim. So Amar of Yehuda, mekak the sifri, the dust of the different svarim, techach the shirai, are the worms of silk, vile d'invi, these are types of worms of, these are all different types of worms of grapes, uped d'teine, worms of the figs, vahaya vaha, the yimoni, the worms that are found in pomegranates, kula, zakanti, all of these are very dangerous. If a person swallows any of these worms that are found in svarim or pomegranates or grapes or whatnot, they are all considered dangerous. A certain Talmud was sitting in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, have a ka'achil t'eini, who's eating figs. Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan says to them, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi kot in yesh b'teinim, there are many, many thorns in the fig here. Amar le, katle peladin. So he said, a worm has killed him. So he ate a worm, and he, obviously Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not sure if he actually died, but it was a great sakana. Therefore, we see from here that any of these worms in these various foods are considered incredibly dangerous. The Mishnah says at the end of the Amud, Amud Aleph here, Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin, a person who's carrying out a little box that peddlers would carry around. Av appreciation about Minim Harbi, even though there are many different types of spices that he's carrying with him, Ein Chayv Elachatas Achas, even though there are multiple types of spices, since it's all in one box, one's only Chayv one in violation of this. And Rashi just says here, Rochen Moche Besamim Likushete, the Kishute Nashim, that bring different things to help perfume women, Vieshlem Kupos Ktanos Litzros Besamim. They're small little boxes, small little pouches in seemingly one box. You only have just one Chatas. Zeirone Gina, a person has different seeds for his garden. Pachas Miki Grogeres, if it's less than a Grogeres, Rabbi Huda Omer, he's Chamisha, he's Chayv for five different amounts. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Parchos Mikugogeres, Da'afagav Dechol HaOchlan Shirin Kugogeres. Even though other foods, we've been learning up until now, food is always a kigogeres, honey came in the lizria kaima, the pachas mikrogogeres, nami mechaiva. Here, since the seeds have potential to be much greater than the seed themselves, they're going to be larger than the seeds, so then one is chayv even for less than that. So one who takes out five seeds, even though five seeds amounts to something less than a kigogeres, one would still be chayv according to Behuda because the potential that it has to grow even larger. The mission now continues on Amud Beis and says the zerek kishuin, when it comes to cucumber seeds, shnaim, two of those would be chayiv. Zera diluin gourd seeds, shnaim, two of them would be chayiv. Zera pol hamitzri, a certain type of Egyptian beans, shnaim, two of those would be chayiv. Chagav chay tower, a person carries out a live tahor grasshopper. Kolshu would be chayv as well. Mace, if the grasshopper is dead, kigogeres has to be the size of a grogeres. Rashi just explains here, Amotzi chagav chay kolshu, he says, shematznitsin also lakatan lesachek bo, that they used to use the grasshoppers to play as a toy, as a pet. This is reminiscent of a Tosas early in the Masech, I think in the second parak, where the Tosas was talking about whether pets are muksa on yantav or not, and Tosas says that it was common that children would have little birds to play with, little birds or little grasshoppers to play with. That would be something very common, and he wanted to prove initially that maybe birds are not, or animals or pets are not subject to muksa, and he goes on to retract. But this is a larger discussion, whether or not the animals are muksa and pets are muksa. The Pashup Shad is, we assume that animals are muksa on Shabbos, despite this Mishnah. And then it says further, tziporis kramim bein chaya bein meis. If you have a bird that's for the outside, for the vineyards, so it's a certain type of grasshopper as well, or a locust as well, whether it's bein chaya bein meis, whether it's alive, whether it's dead, even a kolshu, even a small amount would be high. Why is it a small amount when it comes to this type of grasshopper? Shematzni, and also the food, because people actually hold on to it. It has medicinal benefits to it. And Rehuda Omer, Rehuda says, af hamotzi chagav chay tameh, even a person who carries out a non-kosher grasshopper would be chayv kolshu. The shematzis also lekatan lishokbo, like we saw earlier in Rashi, that because children play with them, even if they're not kosher, non-kosher pets have all the time. People have dogs and cats and all types of fish. So if children are willing to play with it, therefore it has significance, even a smallest amount, and would therefore be subject to the iser of hotzah. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just looking over one thing here. Okay. Gemara now says, we're minhu, zevel v'chol kadak, zevel fertilizer, chol adak is small, sand, kadei lezabil, kalach shakur, if it's a sufficient sheared amount that's able to fertilize a stalk of cabbage, divi Rabbi Kiva, that's the shear, when it comes to zevel and chol hadak. And chacham omim, kadei lezabil, kareisha, the amount it requires to fertilize a leek. So we see from here that this Mishnah says even one seed would be sufficient here, but our Mishnah here in Daf Tadi says you need multiple, two seeds or five seeds. So how come the Mishnah there says one seed sufficient? Rashi just says kedei lezabel alma zera haba mi garin echad chashiv. Even one seed is considered significant, but our Mishnah says you need two or five seeds. So Amra Papa had the zri had the lo zri. Depends. In the Mishnah earlier, the seed has already been planted, so the gourd or the whatever the cabbage we're talking about has already been planted, so then you just need the fertilizer, the amount to help grow that seed. But here we're talking about it hasn't been yet planted, so then if it hasn't yet been planted, so then you need multiple seeds to be subject to the iser of hotzah. No one carries just one seed to plant in the ground. People carry multiple seeds, either two or three or four or five. If it's already in the ground, so then an amount to help grow that. But to carry the seeds, no one carries just one seed. Zerek Kishun, the Mishnah had said, when it comes to cucumber seeds, so Tanya Rabban, the Baraita says that Hamotzi Garinin, a person carries out certain seeds and pits, Imlin Atiyah, if the purpose is to plant it, Shtaim, one has to carry two to be Chayv, and Kimlo Pi Chayim Lachil, if he's carrying out to feed animals, Kimlo Pi Chaz, the amount it takes to fill the mouth of a pig. How much is that? Achas, one pit is enough to fill the mouth of a pig, and one would be chai for carrying that if his intention is to bring it for the purposes of his animals eating. Im lahasik, if he's bringing it out to help fuel the fire, so then kedei levasho beit akala, enough pits, enough seeds to help to leave the fire on long enough to cook a egg. Im lecheshbon, if it's simply just trying to help him keep a count. He wants to know how many whatever, so he has to keep seeds, pits, for the count of keeping tally of whatever it is. Shine then two. Others say, Chamesh, according to this one, it would be considered five. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, L'cheshbon, k'moshinosin l'simen edis l'chaldiner pashit. Achem omrim, hey, da'adal klalos chashiv inish. People could think in their mind four, v'lo minch, he's not going to forget. If he needs to remember four items, he'll remember four. Vein tzarech l'asei simen, you don't need a simen. Aval chamesh, minche umosiv siman l'kul. But to remember five items, that's already a bit much for people. This is, of course, a great opportunity to remind everyone about the Zichru program. The Zichru program is a great memory program that we have, Rabbi Goldhar, in an Aldaf as well. I've been using it since the beginning, and it's incredible how much you can remember and how much you can really have satisfaction in learning the Daf. So I highly recommend it. Those who haven't jumped on, maybe want to wait. It's right in the middle of Shabbos. Maybe wait for Erevin. The Erevin's quite daunting. Maybe wait already till Pesachim. That might be an easier way to imagine remembering Pesachim and the Beitz and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, all that. Very, very, very wonderful program. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, we are, Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Hamoti Shnei Nimin, a person who carries out two hairs, Mizanav Hasus, Mizanav Hapar, from the tail of a horse or a tail of a cow, he's a chayv as well. Shematzisin, also the Nishwin, people use them, actually it helps build certain types of traps. Rashi says in particular, when it comes to Lutzid Ophos, to trap birds, this was oftentimes used, so therefore they're significant. And Mikshe Shal Chazir, when it comes to the bristles of a pig, the parts of the, apparently they grow on the back of the pig rashes, Neiman Kashin Shibishidra Shalchazer, they grow off the spine of the pig. So these, what's the significance of Miksha Shalchazer? So Achas, even carrying one is chai for doing so. Because Rashi says, Techazia Lushkape Lases Barosh Hamashicha Shatfira, apparently it was used to for stitching for as part of the needle. And then the Gemara says, sorry, Dekel, if it comes to, I'm not sure what this means, Pamfrand, Shtaim, carrying two of them would be Chayiv. The Rashi did Tsarim Klufim Lasos Solomon, apparently they're used as part of the outside of the trees, the date trees, and they help make baskets, so two of them would be Chayiv. And Tori Dekel, Achas, and the vines of the palms, one would be Aser, because the significance of that, there's a whole long discussion what they'd use this for, but it was, 1 second. Rashi says he's not really sure what they're used for, but there's some significance for these Tori Deka. So Gemara then says it's Tziporos Kramim Ben Chaya Ben Mesa Kolshu. He has little birds, little locusts that are flying around the vineyards, and whether it's dead or alive, they have refua, their medicinal purposes, and therefore they have significance. My Tziporos Kramim, what exactly is this? Amar Rava Paldia Biari. This is what's called Rashi's Kach Shemel. I'm not sure if you know what this is, but that's what they call it in Aramaic, at least. So Amar Bai says Mishtakach Bediklet Dechad Navara. You can find these types of locusts by small palm trees with only a single vine to them. That's where they're normally found. So Vavdilei Lechuchma, and they use it for gaining knowledge. It's apparently Rashi says here, L'psua chalevet, somehow opens a person's heart and mind to, help understanding penetrate. So, achalei l'palga demina, if one eats right half of it, he cuts it in half, eats the right side, upalga the smola, and the other half, ramilei beguvna dechash, and throws it into some type of nachash, dechoshes rather, some copper pipe. V'chasim b'shitin gushpanki, and he covers up with 60 types of seals, v'talilei be'evara, the smola, and hangs it from his left hand, v'simach, the simon, to remember this is leiv chacham limino, the wisdom is on the right, v'leiv seal the smola, and the fool's on the left. So then, chacham kame debai, so then one may acquire incredible amounts of knowledge, v'gamar kame debai, and he can learn an incredible amount as well, v'achalei l'idach paga, and then he has to eat the other half, the lomakar tamuduk, he doesn't need the other half. In the end of the day, he's going to forget everything he does. So this is one of the ways the Gemara talks in several places, different ways to remember. So sometimes it talks about things you eat. So this is one of them. The Gemara in Horios, for example, says one who eats shemen zayis gets a good memory. One who eats zayis olives loses his memory. So the different things that the Gemaras talk about. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afamotzi, one who carries out, we said even a non-kosher animal is also non-kosher locust would also be chai because children play with them as pets. The Tanakhama Savar Lo, and the Tanakhama felt that no, carrying this out would not be chayv. My time. What's the reason why the Chacham argue and saying non-kosher animals are not played with by kids? Tilma achalo, they said it's not good because if they are holding on to a non-kosher locus, maybe the child is going to come to eat it, which would be an iser midiraisa, and therefore one should make sure that children don't play with non-kosher animals that are edible. And Rashi says, Dilma achal, uvafilo l'man damar katan ochan aveos ein bezdin metuvan alav lahafrisho, even according to this machlokis, if bezdin, if someone, that bezdin means not ladafka bezdin, but if someone observes a non-Jewish child doing an iser, eating nevela, whether you have to stop them or not. So there's an opinion that says you have to stop them, and there's another opinion that says you don't have to stop them. If they ain't bezdin metuvan alav lahafrisho, they don't have to stop. So even according to the opinion that doesn't have to be mafrish a child from violating an iser of eating nevela, modhu lo yahavin lebiyadayim. You certainly don't hand them non-kosher biyadayim, because it says in the pasuk the Gemara quotes the Tanya lo sachlum lo sachilum. This is a pasuk in Emor lahazir gedolim al ktanim. Actually, no, it's a different one. But don't you have to have the gedolim warn the ktan not to hand them an iser if they are violating iser on their own? So that's the machlokas where you need to stop them, but you certainly should not hand them something iser. And for that reason, Chacham say you do not allow children to play with non-kosher grasshoppers. Nihachi taharnami. That's the case. Even a kosher one, a kosher locust, a child should need. The Rav Kano have a kaim kami the Rav. Once Rav Kano standing in front of Rav, the have a kamaver shoshivi apumi, and there was a certain type of kosher grasshopper going in front of him. And Amar Leh, Rav says, Shakli, take it off the grasshopper. It was like climbing on his lips, near his mouth. He says, take it away. People shouldn't say you're eating. You're eating, you're violating an iser. So you shouldn't do this. Rashi explains here. You might eat a kosher grasshopper. To eat a live locust, so a kosher locust that's dead, you're allowed to eat. But a kosher locust that's alive, so there's no Avram and Achai. Avram and Achai only applies to animals, behemoths. This is not a behemoth. This is a different type of a category. It's a chagav, so you can eat it. But at the end of the day, it's something disgusting to eat a live locust. It's a violation about the shakasu. So don't eat it while it's alive. So just like you shouldn't carry a non-kosher locust, you shouldn't even carry a kosher locust lest to eat it alive and violate what people find disgusting about the shakasu. So Ella Dilma Mais Vachalai. The concern is that maybe the locust is going to die and the child might eat it. It might end up eating it, fine. And therefore, hold on a second. And therefore, if a person should not give a live, non-kosher grasshopper to the child unless he come to eat it. And therefore, that's the concern here. So more than says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Imais, if it dies, katan mispad tzapit, like a child's going to be maspitted, he's not going to eat it. When a pet dies, you don't eat your pet. You get upset about it. Some people bury their dogs and bury their other pets, so no one's going to eat their pet, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda felt that it would not be of concern at all. Hajlach Amar Rabbi Akiva. So let's stop here. It's a nice stopping point. Amir Tashem will continue the rest of this daf here with continuing the new parak for tomorrow's daf. Everybody have a wonderful day.